ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Completely fearless. not worry about these people. Nor should one worry about one's own protection. The name of Buddha I am named. One should know, even if one is in the midst of a forest, surrounded by lions and tigers and ferocious animals, and in a place where there are no eatables, even in such a place a person should maintain the faith that God is within the heart of Paramatma, and he will protect me, and he is always watching me, and is reflecting the activity of every living entity. So he will give me all protection, I don't need to worry. This is the meaning of Abhaya. That's the real meaning of Abhaya. So this is the primary quality of the Sakya. And in Chakra Sakam Shukran, he says, find there are certain purificatory requirements of sannyasis. One of those is that you should never associate with Lama, firstly. So, it is said, the example is said of even Lakshmi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, that when some of his feminine disciples, female disciples wanted to offer pastoral relationship, they offered from a long distance. They were allowed to come close to him and talk to him. This is not to it is not made for the drama, something like that. It is not that he didn't respect the females. It was to show the level of the order of sannyasi, how sannyasi should do, extend respect with respect to dealing with drama. In fact, Chakmatu was once invited by Sarva Mutasarya to meet the great king Pratapudra. You see, the king Pratapudra is not our kind of king. In fact, he had a servant, Ramananda Rai, working with him. And when he came to know that Ramananda Rai can meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is getting an opportunity. He will gladly touch him. He can go any number of days and I give you pension, money, for those number of days. And you will have a nice time with Mahaprabhu. He actually had a complete faith that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Krishna. A complete faith. And he himself was handled to meet him many times. And Ramananda Rai used to talk to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about this Pratapudra. At once, when Mahaprabhu had come to Puri, he wanted to meet him, but Mahaprabhu refused to meet him. He said, I miss your son, but I will not meet him. Then someone brought his son was blackish in color, and he had very attractive looking eyes. When Mahaprabhu saw him, he was very much reminded of blackish Krishna. So he embraced his son. And then Mahaprabhu offered his upper clothes, garment to Pratapudra's son. And then when the son went back to his father, he told him that he met Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu bathed me and he gave his clothes to me. Then he cried tears, seeing the clothes, and he kept the clothes and washed the whole thing in his and everyone used to worship them. Like that. So this Pratapudra was such a great devotee. Still, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to set an example to all of us. Once when Sarva Mutasarya invited Mahaprabhu to come to the palace of Pratapudra, you know what he said? The translating verse that the scholar writes in the translation. He says, alas, I'm greatly lamenting, Lord Chaitanya said, alas, for a person who is eager to cross over the ocean of material existence, for such a person to meet a materialist, a vishuddhi, or a woman, is more dangerous than drinking poison willingly, he says. ఇక నిష్కించనస్య భగవాన్ భగవన్ముఖస్య పారంపరం జలమిష దౌసాగరస్య సందర్శనం విషయీనాం అపయోషితాం చ హా హంత హంత విషభక్షణ ప్రవతి యథాదు హా హంత హంత అలా సార్ ఆ పర్సన్ టు మీట్ ద మెటీరియల్ రెసిడెంట్ మోర్ బెటర్ దట్ డ్రింకింగ్ పర్సన్ విలేజ్ సార్ దట్ వాస్ దిస్ డిటర్మినేషన్ విల్ నెవర్ మీట్ ద మెటీరియల్ రెసిడెంట్ విల్ నెవర్ గో ఎవర్ నియర్ మెటీరియల్ యాక్చువల్లీ వన్ ఆఫ్ మెటీరియల్ సార్ దట్ ఆఫ్ దట్ బట్ చెక్ మార్క్ టు గెట్ ఎన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఫర్ అదర్స్ హౌ క్యాన్ టు విష్ డూ ఇట్ మెటీరియల్ రెసిడెంట్ So, this is the kind of a sannyasi, as regards to purification. One is wealth and the other one is women. This message should be extremely careful about this two things. And that's just Mahaprabhu said, such an example for all of us. In his own life, one Chaitanya Haridas was once, he threw an accusation upon a woman. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected him once and for all. He never ever accepted him. Despite repeated repetition of the Vaishnavas, repeated praising of the Vaishnavas, he never ever accepted him. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says the same thing, like we were talking about Gaurav Shiva Babaji. Any ashram you accept, one should stick to the principles of the ashram. One should stick to it. One should not say, however, there is no meaning to the practice. So, and then he says, Jnana Yogena, Sanskriti, he says. Then, Sanyasi should be very well situated in knowledge, and he should be able to give his valuable association for the benefit of the people in general. contribution that the family gives to the people. The people in society are the hands of, they are supposed to maintain the other two classes of people. Namely, the Brahmacharis, Sannyasis, and the Lanaprasthas. And what is the contribution that Sannyasis should give? In the terms of knowledge of spiritual knowledge. That is the contribution that he should give. So when we say Bharata, Bharata means one who is just eating and sleeping. One does not do any work. Like when in Chakras in India, they are giving free food. And because they give free food and there is no work, people eat lots of food and grow their tummy. Good tummy and good sleep. And they become good for nothing for us. That is why today in India, as we say, if you talk of Vinod's daughter, people don't consider it a very enviable profession. Whenever we talk of that when people come to know somebody has become a Brahmachari and has come, or somebody has left his home and become a sadhu, and many people come to meet parents and try to pass it along temporarily, and have done like this temporarily. So they think generally when somebody leaves the society and becomes a sadhu, they come up to many things. Some people think probably this man is going to be a failure in life. Some people when they came to know a God, they ask me, did you not get that? I left on the Ganges. I don't know, I left 2 years after that. And then some people say, oh, you're a bad guy. What is that? Why would you be a bad guy? Did they give you enough love? Or did they give you enough love? People ask that. And the wish is they come to know that their parents are very loving. And they are so eager to serve us and they are being very intimate with us. Then they ask, do you think it's a failure in life? And failure is much of this. So people have so many things like that, concoction. When people think somebody has become a sadhu, it's unbelievable for them that one can take to the profession of becoming a sadhu. So they cannot believe, how can one become a sadhu? Because today, the idea of people about becoming a sadhu has become like that. Sadhu means one who is a good man, nothing for them. One who is a reading and shooting and etc. That's what it meant for. So, the Shastra is not a sadhu like that. In fact, the sadhus are supposed to be so busy that when Shukadeva Goswami is the first time it is time, when he would go to the Grihastha's houses, he would stand at the doorstep of the Grihastha's house only for such length of time that they would milk the cow. So they would milk the cow and get some milk for her. Proper and milk. Only that much amount of time he would stay and give them some good teachings, enlighten them, and take milk back and he would move to Alaska's house like that. So he was such a busy teacher, when Shukadeva Goswami was coming in our land, such a great acharya. So, this is what I should understand about the sadhu, what is the meaning of sadhu. The sadhu is one who should contribute to society. On the other hand, the householders in society, they also have responsibilities towards the entrepreneur. So here, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Mahi Pastava Pashutya, Yukishu Pastha Janana, Sriya Vaishutya Pashutya, Tuti Antita Rangatya. He says, the Parangatya generally cannot be achieved by anybody. The Parangatya is the ultimate destination. If you say, you take Mayavadis, or you take Buddhists, or you take there are other religions also, which lay a very strong rule that if one has achieved the Paramgatam, they have to be very staunch celibates. That is staunch celibates. That's to the Brahmachari. That's to the Brahmachari means one can maintain the Brahmachari right from his birth up to the point that he's living in his body. This is the Ashtar Brahmachari. So unless one is such a strong celibate, one cannot achieve perfection. This is the verdict of many of the different religions if you see. You see that why it is said in this material world there are so many kinds of things which lead one to attachment. One becomes attached. There are many, many things that lead to attachment. Someone can say some examples, what are the things in this world that lead to attachment? Family. Us and that? Yes? Sense of? Sense objects. Examples. All of you are speaking very high from the very different center, no? Like me and that. Shape is like this. Wealth. Very good. Wealth, yes? Ambition, okay. Yes? Body attachment, yes? Prestige, yes, prestige. Yes? The business sense, yes? Very good. The business is also, yes? Results of what we do, very good, yes? Many very good. Some of it is so many different things. Actually, all these things lead us to attachment in this world. But Kapila Dev says in the text, chapter, he says, although there are so many things in this world which lead us to attachment, there is nothing in this world which can lead us to as much attachment as one can have for a woman, says. In that chapter, he says. So he says, the attachment between man and woman can lead one to the greatest attachment, and that will lead ජාන හදන්න කියලා ඉවරයි. පස්සේ ජය මනෝවිද්‍යායි සංකෘෂණයේ ඉගෙන ගන්න ඒක ලෝකෙම දැක්කා. තාමයි ඒකයි සම්චලන අnderes සෝදසතේ ඉවත් කරපොමයි මා තාද සම්පතෙන් කියලා සම්පතේ අචලෙන් දැක්කා කරාගදී. ඒක මාගේ ප්‍රකාශක වේදික මාතලා ස්ත්‍රිය වෛශ්‍යා කරාසුත්‍ර. ඒක දෙක ස්ත්‍රී ගමේ වලා කරසෙත් මාත දරේ කියන්නේ යා ලාකලා කරේ. දේ ජාමා කරසෙත් තාත. අවුරුදු දෙකේ පරිසර තුන දෙලක්ලා පියාසා. යකේ එක ලිඛාකට දෙත. ලැබෙනා මොහොත දෙවියන් කියන සත්‍යය. පද සාකර සේරෙත් ලාකට.
How deep is the development of the spiritual
සුරමත් පිළිගත්. අපේ සිතුල වෙතෙන් කෙරෙයි. දැන් ඒ කාර්යය කරලා තමයි අපි මේ වගේ කොට කරා. අඳුරවලා තියෙනවා. ඒකෙන් ඒක තමයි. ඒකේ ගාබරලා කියන්නේ පොඩි අදමාවගේ. තෝරගන්න කිසි. දෙකේ වඩාත් දෙකේ වඩාත් දෙවපාරේ සැරේනේ. අද තාක්ෂණික කම්බේරල. තවත් ඇන්ටිලෙ වෙනවා. ආදර්ශෝණය කරන කිරුවේ අද තාක්ෂණික වන්ද වන්ද වන ආදරයේ. පසේ පසේ වන්දසි නර්මා. දෙකේ දෙලක්. තෝරගන්නේ. ඉතින් එක දෙක දෙක්තු බක්කට ගියා. ඒක බුද්ධ බුද්ධත් දෙවෙනි දරුකට ආයුධය එනවා නේද? සරේ නෝදස බදිනාව දෙවියන් ඒක්තු නේද? බතෙන් කසපන් දෙවියන් දෙවියන් ගියා. යරෙන්ද දෙවියන්. එනි විචාර නැතිව දෙවියන් ස්පර්ශකේ. බදක සිතන ප්‍රශ්නාසක. අවර දෙතොන් දෙවියන් ත්‍රිත්වා. බත් වචන්දෙන් දෙවියන් අස්මා වචන්දෙන් දෙවියන් ආද. අර විචාරයෙන් අතල් දෙවියන් ස්පර්ශකේ. තත්තවද බදිනාව සුත්තව සමීකරණ කරහා. අනත්තෝ පරමං සාක්ෂාත් භක්ති යෝග අදක්ෂකේ.
ලබන ප්‍රතිලාභ සාක්ෂි දරා ලබන
we are not saying, we will very understand that. As we continue to do that, again and again, every morning we see the form of the Lord. And we try to take away your eyes from self-gratification to the sadhana bhakti, correct? It is sadhana bhakti. If there is idea rather than that. Keep on doing that, at one point of time we become anyabhilashita shanta. Actually, yeah, I mentioned it is true, what you're saying is true. That the senses, our senses actually are belonging to Lord Rishikesha. The realization should come to us. When we realize that the senses belong to Rishikesha, all these things are his property, and if we're using them, we will ask permission from him. At the present moment, even a devotee may be cheated also by the senses. There's no wonder. A devotee may also fall down from his standards. But even if a devotee falls down, the beauty of a devotee is that he will fall down the feet of Krishna only. So again, we can come on. If a devotee falls also, devotee is by nature very humble. Even if they fall down also, again they try miserably that I have fallen down again, he can slowly, slowly drag and again he can elevate himself. But the problem of the yogi is that if he falls down, he become a top-notch materialist, like we see in the case of Sabarishi. Sabarishi when he fell down, what was his condition? He married seven daughters of the king, and they became so much of that. He became very, very fallen after that. So at least devotees are not so bad. Devotees are not, let's say, Narada is asking, and they're kept, what's the question you asked? They're kept from Vata from Bhuti Nishikam, Kavata after Avaritam, so that's what I have to say. So, but devotees are always endeavors how to fall down. In the lotus stages, a devotee should also control his senses. And at the same time, engage the senses in Krishna service. Both you should do. So, from the platform of Brahmabhuta, we will perform two different services. But the advantage is, that all others, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas, in the form of devotion service, in this Karma Yoga, there are wonderful environments there, which is the basis to both. When Prahlad Maharaj was, when Prahlad Maharaj's teachings were revealed by Narada Muni to Yudhishthira, Yudhishthira became very sad, hearing the teachings of Vanaprastha, Sannyasi, what the kind of strictness they should follow. If you read the Sanskrit Canto, you will be amazed of the strictness of the life of a Vanaprastha and Sannyasi. Then I used to ask Narada Muni, what about us, we are living in this age, Kali Yuga has just begun. So what about the people in Kali Yuga, how can they practice? Then Narada Muni tells about the path of ideal family life. There is a chapter in the 7th tradition of Bhagavata. It is ideal family life, very wonderful teaching for you. He says the most important thing for a Grihastha is deity worship at home. At home, one should worship deities, one should pray to deities, dress to deities, offer bhoga to deities, and after practice the basic interest to the deities, send for the glorification of the deities, and engage one's children, one's relatives, one's guys, the service of the deities. Two things is there. One is the service to the Lord and service to the devotees. These two things he emphasizes in the most in that chapter, you see. So, there are particular engagements for one in a household life, and by such engagements, one can see that gradually one's mental desires are dreaming, it becomes lesser and lesser and lesser. And one's heart becomes filled with spiritual ideas and spiritual desires and spiritual engagements, then one is unable to service Krishna by such engagement and by such service. So such an ideal householder can lead the life exactly like a sannyasi. There are so many pastimes to explain this that we can skip on after. One time, I told this some other time in some lecture, you remember it, you're hearing it many number of times. One time in South India, in the temple of Ranganath. Any other temple you all know? At the beautiful story in Ranganath temple. They have every day different vahan, and they have Garuda vahan, Hamsa vahan, like this, different vahan they have. That way they have Garuda vahan. Garuda vahan is the palace which is shaped like a Garuda, in which the Lord comes. So that was brought in the Garuda vahan. And there were beautiful flags that were sent to the region. And there were many elephants which are nicely dressed and decorated and garlanded and with beautiful tilaks. And there were so many brahmanas chanting the Vedic mantras loudly, they were telling in the entire sky. And following them, concept and looking at the basic concept, the lectures. And when this was going on, when the practicing was proceeding, at one end there was one tall man with a very good body. And by his side there was a beautiful looking girl, and his man was holding an umbrella for her to prevent her from the hot sun. And on his right hand he was holding a fan with which he was moving it to and fro to prevent her from any discomfort that could be caused by the sun. On the opposite side, after looking back from Kaveri River, the Buddha, on Amartya Chariot, he was returning back to the Ranganath temple. He was the greatest acharya of his time. And when he was coming, he was seeing that all people are so busy engaged in the Raj service. Some people were still talking among themselves jokingly about this man who was looking at the beauty of his woman and coming her. And when it was then, Ramanji Chariot came, she turned to his disciple. And she told the Dashati, he called his disciple, and told them, look at the shameless man, coming here, often to meet me. Then Dashati, one of his most intimate disciples, she went to him. And he only defeated the destruction from his busy arena, the girl who was fanning her, and he was holding the umbrella for her. He was so completely immersed in looking at her beauty, and it took him a long time to shout loudly and catch his attention. And then he said to him, please sir, tell me how can I serve you that? Very honestly. And then the head will tell him, do you know Yitraj, Ramana Yitraj, who is standing on the left side, look at him. He's a very great devotee of Lord Narayana. He wants to meet you, let me talk to you. Then this man told him, please wait, I'll come. Then he went and met Ramana Yitraj. And he offered obeisance to his feet and stood up and asked him, how can I serve you? Then Ramana Yitraj asked him, why are you so shamelessly and fearlessly and so boldly serving this woman in front of all the people engaged in that service? How are you doing this? Then this man said, sir, in this world I have never seen such beautiful eyes as this woman is possessing. I have never seen such beautiful eyes. So I am so absorbed in looking at her beauty that I am completely oblivious to everything that is incident, but I can't think of anything else. And I never bothered about what others are going to say about me. Because I have seen different kinds of beauty in this world, but I have never seen beauty like this. So I am sorry for beauty, what's wrong with that? So you appear to be very anxious in speaking. So Ramanuja told him, okay, if I show you the beauty which is greater than the beauty, will you give this woman? Yes. And he said, why not? I can definitely do that. You show me beauty greater than this, then I accept that lady who has a greater beautiful life. Then Ramanuja told him, okay, the evening you come to my ashrama, I'll take you to the place. Then he came, in the evening it was to come, and that evening he came, and his name was Dhanurdas, the man's name was Dhanurdas. And Ramanuja took him to all the gates of Tamana temple, and he took him very close to the place of Santam Santara, and he took him very close to the Lord's face. There are three doors that you see in Tamana temple. It's a very big form of Lord Vishnu lying in the Ananda Seshan, lying like this. So he came very close to the Lord. At that time, Pujari was offering Gila to Lakshmiji, and he brought the Gila very close to the Lord's face, and he was offering the Gila to his face. At that time, Ramanuja told him to look at the form of the Lord. And when he saw, as an object he had seen, the Lord has very beautiful eyes to see him from our temple. Everything is beautiful, actually. The entire form is greatly beautiful. That deity was actually worshipped by Brahma himself, and later on it was given to Vishnu. And now presently the deity is in Aranga, Ramana Temple is in Sri Rama. So those you would... Yeah, exactly. There is only deity. Only deity facing towards the south. Because he promised to Vishnu that I will be always looking at you. Don't worry by being in here. God wants to recite that, and he told him I will be always looking towards the south. That's where I have to deity. So he looked at the form, and by the mercy of Ramanuja, Ramanuja Acharya, he got the divine eyes to see the beautiful eyes of the Lord, and he was completely fell down. Then he fell down flat at the feet of Ramanuja and told him, oh master, how many years I have spent actually looking at this woman and wasting my life. My eyes are like the eyes of an owl who is able to see in the day, and whose eyes are very sharp in the night. His example is very appropriate. Actually, if anybody has a lusty look, if anybody nobody wants to look luxury. Is that the comparable? Outside, right? Why is this example appropriate? Outside, very young, very sharp eyes in the night. So the sense application eyes are very sharp. That's very sharp eyes. Sense application. But in the daytime, how is that completely blind? They cannot see. What is that? They
see the reaction, how he behaves with himself. Now he's going to try. Why is the
father can enter the house. The father goes away, they go away. They can't, this is not your place. They don't want to hear from them. If a person is too tense of meditation, how do you expect him to hear from a father? When you know that the father will ask me to stop some meditation, so they will not follow. That is very different than the woman, which is like a father, actually. So the family is a father. So a person suffers, but somehow or other by the divine arrangement, to such a house of the son, come in contact with a few devotees, and he has developed some affinity for him, as an attraction for him. He is considered very glorious and very fortunate, because then he can come out of this kind of terrible situation. So, if one comes along, the Brahmadiyam Grahapasham, then one should have the Brahmapasham. Grahapasham is a house where the Lord is a center. Husband never treats wife as an object of enjoyment. In fact, the husband knows not only my wife, my children, my wealth, my house, and all my knowledge, and my abilities, everything is a property of Krishna. So he cooperates with his wife and children, and he takes the assistance of his wife and goes into devotional service. And somehow he becomes like that. Welcome. But still, I've been like 10 children for his wife. And he says, after he comes back from his job, then he was a high court magistrate. And he comes back in the evening, he spent all his children performing arati, chanting, dancing, playing with them, and playing katha. All his children were engaged in that worship. He says, when I come back home, I see the Golaka is descending in my house, he said.
Okay.
such a person can he will pass the period in his self. On the other hand, the sensual person tries to control the active senses by the mind and begins karma yoga without attachment. He will bypass the period the self. So the person has a period. Some of the other ones become about the construction and architecture of the world, then garden, and some of the things. They are all the devices like painting. So they have all that time. In fact, this Brahma will push on the ground for application. The Uda is like the Brahma will like Brahma with a short hand. He was pushing them and they liked it, being pushed by the Uda. They worked very, very hard. And they got enormous mercy from the Uda. So this is the conception of Karma Yoga, offering one's whole existence and Krishna service to the best ability, to one's best ability. So in whatever ashrama we are in, whatever Brahma we are in, we should try to perform services to the best of our ability. Then such engagement with Krishna consciousness will save one from the answer of Maya. Otherwise, as much as freedom you have, that much you are giving room for Maya. That's here I have some freedom. That means Maya there. So there is some freedom that is coming from Maya itself. If you say that in a day you have some freedom and you have nothing to do, that means you are giving the time for Maya. So writing and giving, that you can take with time. These are the answers, please come and take it. Only me. They're inviting trouble. So you have to pack your schedule in such a way that there should be no room for Maya. That is the Krishna Karma Yoga. Of course, one should try to set his body to the best ability. One should take care of one's body, one's mind, and one's spiritual health. All these things. Under such engagement, one can become a perfect devotee. One need not go to the forest. One need not become a celibate. One need not become a strong yogi. One need not control the breath. One need not stand upside down, performing shirasana. One need not submerge oneself in the river like Saubhara Rishi. We don't have to do all these things. Simply by engaging ourselves in the devotion service, we can achieve that paramount of Hare Krishna. Any questions?
Yeah. So we can, so it's a bit of
Whatever it is, not expected to make a statement for anybody. As it is, when we often have a commentary culture, that somebody is not of the kind that we condemn them also. We don't say sometimes in lectures and I say, you have to, whoever you have to find me like, just that. I think that devotee is basically, but they're doing some different devotion with a superficial understanding. But at the same time, they're really attached to worldly life. It is that. You can see, that's because it's not necessary. The time there is a devotee, they even become initiated that people who go to the initiation. Sixteen months, you don't have God's not going to do 16 months. That's initiated. Somehow or other. But then they maintain consciousness of the worldly life. There are people like that. So we don't need to go to examples, but you will practically see, even in our moment, you will see. And then they say the time 16 months as very hardly at their drops, at the cozy at their drops. And somehow they say the 16 months is talking to people and chatting with people. They don't stand, they chat. Somehow they finish up. And then they are thoughts attached to where they live. They are into business, they are into they can preserve the talk. And they are not very much interested in doing that. They are not going to do that because they are maintaining the standards of initially devotee. But then they are starting from the standard also at the same time. So we may use the word Vyasa to talk about such devotees also. So we have to try to follow the kind of ideal Vyasa who is following the standards very strictly. Of course, Buddha is an incarnation of Krishna himself, but he rejects the Vedas purposefully. Because at that time, that was the most appropriate thing to do. At that time, people were so silent. The Brahmanas were misusing the Shastra, saying that the Shastra is hollow meaning. So that's why Buddha came to reject the Vedas. But he is the incarnation of Krishna, yes. At that particular time, that was the most suitable. Buddhist, actually Buddhist called Shenewa, and Mayavadisha called it, Mayavadisha actually covered Shenewa, it is said. Mayavadisha covered very to Buddhism, because Shenewa means they consider everything Shunya. That means the Nirvana they say, the Nirvana they achieve. See, Mayavadisha, Buddhist, they don't talk about the soul. They say the body is created now, it is destroyed. Again, it is recreated, and then it is destroyed. Again, it is recreated. They say this process is going on until one achieves Nirvana. But who is that one that is not paid his class? So they say, you have this body only, but then you are becoming elements. That is, again you are reconstructed. Again you are becoming elements. That is their thing. At one point of time, when you become elements, you achieve Nirvana. And then you become Shunya. This is their philosophy. And Mayavadis, are important is, they call the form of velocity Maya. They say the form of Krishna, Rama, Radhika. There is a Maya, like everybody is Maya. They say Lord's form also is like Maya. Made of flesh and blood. And then actually within the Lord, the Brahman is existing. And the Brahman only is Satya. And the rest is Mithya. This is their philosophy. So we come to the philosophy because the Lord's form is not Maya. The Lord's form is actually Satchitananda. The Lord's body, Krishna and his body are non-different. But the Maya, they say Krishna and his body are different, like yours and mine. That's what we got now.
Gracias.